Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, 6 months from now we'll be celebrating Christmas Eve. Jesus, the light of the world, first sees the light of this world at a time when that light begins to gather strength anew after the winter solstice, when the gathering darkness begins to be dispersed, and nature itself, at least in the northern hemisphere, begins to tell us that now the light begins to conquer. And so 6 months before the birth of Jesus, by contrast, the church celebrates the birth of St. John the Baptist at a time just after the summer solstice, when the sun and apogee begins to wane, and slowly, very slowly, the days become darker. For John himself has said, as we recall constantly, that he must decrease so that Jesus might increase. There are only 3 birthdays that we celebrate in the liturgical calendar: that of Jesus, that of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that of St. John the Baptist. All the other feasts of saints are always their death day, death to this world, when they are confirmed in holiness and will live forever through the grace of the risen Christ in the kingdom of God in its fullness. The 3 whose birth we celebrate rather than the day of their death are all confirmed in holiness before they are born to this world. Jesus, of course, of all eternity, the eternal Son of God, is holy in his nature. The Blessed Virgin Mary is holy in her conception, so that she is redeemed by her Son before the slightest taint of original sin can touch her life. And John is confirmed in holiness with the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary carrying the child Jesus in her womb to John's mother Elizabeth. And when Mary and Elizabeth meet, John meets his Savior and is cleansed. So these birthdays are celebrated because we know that unlike us, there is no need to pray for deliverance from temptation, because they will not be touched by sin in their years among us. The first time I was ever asked the question, "Are you saved?" was when I was on a plane going from Rome some decades ago to Argentina, to Buenos Aires, to visit members of my religious family there. And seated next to me was an American lady on a plane filled with Italians and Argentines. And when we discovered we were both from the United States, we began to talk. She was a very gracious lady, very kind. She was a missionary going to bring the gospel to the people of Argentina. And when she discovered that I was a Catholic priest, she very kindly, without a tint of self-righteousness, asked whether I had been saved. And I paused for a moment and said, "Yes, but in a sacramental system." And then it was her turn to ask some questions. For the sense of salvation is sure, because objectively we are saved. The whole world is saved by Jesus of Nazareth, Son of God, Son of Mary, Savior of the world, and head of his body, the Church. And yet, God respects our freedom and does not save us without our cooperation. And so we are given the chance in the sacraments to encounter the actions of the risen Christ, who uses them to make us holy in such a way that there is a moral certitude, never an absolute certitude, that we too will enjoy forever life with the risen Lord and all the saints. But that is confirmed only on one's deathbed. And so it was a different epistemology, if you like, a different sense of certitude, a different sense of how the Lord encounters us, certainly in personal prayer, but also in an objective liturgical order that enables us to truly meet the Lord is a means to allow the Lord to shine through our actions so that we can see how it is that God gives us as holy people. It is not the performer that is important, but the performance is extremely important. It is not the charism of the individual that counts, it is the office itself. So the priest